Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Del now for the next 55 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5. If you want to get in, plenty of time. And whatever you want to talk about, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. The Bucks are playing tonight. Did you see Lamont sent us this story? Tom Brady is going to be living with Antonio Brown this year. Antonio Brown's going to be living with Tom Brady. Brady told him he's going to make sure this is not a problem. These two are going to be joined at the hip. They made it clear to Brady that Brown is on a very short leash. If he slips up, he's gone, according to Jason LaConfora. If there's one way. Now, wasn't Antonio with Tom the last time? Well, he didn't screw up. He got charges against him, right, when he was in New England?
From previous incidents, and right, they decided they had to part ways.
Right, right. So Brady is all his. This is twice now he's all in on Antonio Brown.
I guess Brady has decided after the last couple of years in New England that I want every weapon possible. Don't deprive me of any weapons. Not that the team he currently has is devoid of weapons. They got plenty. But no, he's like, now, what does this say? If you're Antonio Brown, evaluate yourself in your situation. As a grown man who's made a lot of money in this league, Pro Bowls, all pro, all the things that have come associated with being how good he's been in the past. You need a babysitter? They've decided a babysitter is needed because you can't be trusted. That's where you are right now.
That
as a 32-year-old man.
You have to live with another man so that to make sure that you don't F up.
You need a teammate to sit with you and be with around you to be a positive influence on you at 32 years old so you don't screw something up.
Brady said he will personally make sure Brown attends all team meetings and follows COVID-19 protocols both at work and away from the team. Wow, he does. He's got a baby. He's got Tom Brady. Tom Brady is now a babysitter. What the? I mean, how about this?
It speaks to, I guess, what Tom Brady believes and how in Antonio Brown and how he can help the team. But I'm just saying, if you when that story comes out, and people start to ask me, because he's going to get asked about living with Tom Brady. I'm like, damn, man, I got a babysitter. And now everyone knows it.
I don't know who John F. and Bitcoin is, but he says Tom is renting Jeter's house. It's as big as a hotel.
That
makes sense. If Tom wants to help a guy out, in return, maybe they can figure things out, win some games, and give a big F you. I'm telling you, every week, is it not looking more and more like it was number 12 and not Belichick? With the Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, Belichick admitted this, he talked about it earlier this week or last week now at this point, that the team issues death-wise because of their cap, and that's why young players are getting an opportunity to play. I was like, what? Didn't you sign all the guys that have hurt the cap? I mean, it's been clear. Look, we know Belichick game to game can go terrorize an opponent's quarterback and an offense. But what's that mean if the score is 18-10 and you can't score any points? We know Brady's the deal. I don't know why that was ever a real argument. Why? Why was that ever a discussion?
Because of Matt Cassel.
It happened once.
Yeah, I know. Well, at the one time that Brady wasn't there.
And they didn't make the playoffs, by the way.
No, they didn't make the playoffs, but they still won 11 games.
That's fine, but you didn't make the playoffs, and he only had one sample.
So the argument was that it's Bill Belichick, and you know what? That serves as an argument, even without him. But But it's Brady. It's number 12. Yeah. Number 12 was the reason. You can have all of the look at the way Cam is playing. If you don't get quarterback play, this is what's going to happen to you. Now, they did have a lot of opt-outs, and they don't have a very good roster. They don't have any receivers. I mean, it ain't easy. There's guys aren't open for Cam. This isn't all on Cam. There guys aren't separating. They don't have that kind of speed. They don't have good receivers. And yeah, I don't care who you are. And Brady found it out last year. Brady was inaccurate, but he still found out even, you know, when he threw a good ball, my guy can't separate from those guys. So, I mean, this is squarely on, I think. Lance talked about it years ago. He said, you know, New England doesn't draft all that well. They're not that great at this. They just are able to overcome stuff, and guys want to go play there, and they get free agents, and they do stuff. But they don't draft all that well. And now it's catching up to them, and especially with all the opt-outs.
And you can ask yourself, I know COVID's a thing. What, all the guys who opted out, would they have opted out if Tom was still on the roster? If they thought they had a legit shot to win games, as opposed to whatever the season is now? Does Dont'a Hightower opt out of this year when he knows that Tom Brady's the quarterback, despite what we heard about the Patriots felt the Patriots were less miserable that Tom wasn't there? Didn't that story come out?
Yeah.
Well, now how miserable do you feel now?
Well,
at 2-5,
defensive guys weren't all that didn't care.
Yeah,
he was yelling at the offensive guys.
Yeah, and if Tom Brady was around and they thought they had a shot to win, I don't think they give up a year of their career in terms of age if they think they can win. I mean, it's been Tom Brady. Look, that argument is fine because of Matt Castle, but look at all the great coaches around sports when they lose great players. What do they look like? What do those teams look like? Phil Jackson, what did he look like without his best players?
He sucked. They sucked.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
The coach can amplify your talent and get the best out of you, but you still need the guys with the talent. And now you're dealing with some combination of Cam and Stidham for the rest of the year.
Look at how it's catching up to the Packers. The Packers started so well, and you know, well, they it certainly hurt that they lost Alan Lazard.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly hurt. I mean, Scantling, he is what he is. But the only guy that's getting the ball is Davante Adams, the only guy that he could get the ball. And now Tanyan is actually, you know, catching some balls, but you know he's not. So you know, in the off season when they went quarterback instead of grabbing some help for. Oh, he doesn't need it. Oh, look how smart they are. They're 4-0. Look at the Packers. Oh, I guess they know what they're doing. Well, maybe not. Maybe they need some help. Maybe they need some good wide receivers.
That defense was not great either.
The defense is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it is terrible.
Dalvin Cook, was running the holes are giant.
Yeah. I mean, the Texans in the second half actually looked like a good offense. That's how bad their defense was.
I was watching that game a little bit, and what a joy to not have to flip back to the Texans game. I'm just going to say it. But I was watching that game and thought to myself, how many backs currently are truly can be game changers like Dalvin Cook in the league right now? I mean, Zeke's coming off COVID. I don't know how that affected him, but he doesn't look like the same player.
Honestly, though, do you think Zeke wouldn't have been able to hit those holes? I mean, you saw the holes.
I know what you're saying. I get it. But we've seen Zeke this year fumble the football quite a bit. And like I said, it's probably a combination of that Cowboys offensive line being poor and who knows how COVID affected him. But he's not the same guy this year. But I would say Dalvin Cook and Alvin Kamara, with Saquon's out, but he hasn't affected winning because the Giants just stink overall. Those are the two guys I look at and go, those are truly game-changing backs that you hold your breath anytime they get the football. In terms of they can turn a 5-yard into a 15-yard. They just change. We talked about it earlier. What do the Saints have besides giving the ball to Alvin Kamara and hoping? And he produces.
Let's see. Other than is Derrick Henry not a game changer?
That's true. He just does it a different way. He can break off long runs, but he tenderizes you before he does that.
What do you think about, man, surprisingly, you know who's got a lot of yards? Todd Gurley.
Yeah. Well, he's just doing it for a bad football team, so no one
really
pays attention.
Edwards-Helaire is third in the league in rushing. Josh Jacobs can make a difference. They're, you know, he hasn't really. I mean, he's got over 500 yards already. Kareem Hunt has over 500 yards. Zeke's got 521 yards. He's seventh in the league in rushing.
Well, how
he's played 8 games though.
Yeah, he's not having the year that you would think in terms of, well, we paid him a lot of money because we think he's this guy. He's not that guy, and a lot of that has to do with who's blocking for him. But I can't account for the fumbles. That has nothing to do with the offensive line. How many times he's turned the ball over this year?
Who do you think leads the league in yards per carry?
Who? I mean, Derrick Henry put up another 100 yesterday, right? I think
Derrick Henry is not even close. Derrick Henry's 15th.
Well, he gets so many carries, and that takes a while.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who is it?
Kyler Murray.
Oh, well.
But he's got more attempts than a lot of starting running backs.
Hey, there's plenty of design runs and then his scrambling. Yeah, I can see it. What's his yards per carry at right now?
It's 6.7. Philip Lindsay is second. It's 6.4.
Yesterday helped his cause.
Lamar Jackson, 6.2. Miles Sanders, 6.1.
And these are they qualify?
Now, Miles Sanders is a guy, too, that is making a difference.
Well, when he's healthy, he's never on the
field. Right.
Lamar probably would. Kyler qualifies for carries in that regard?
For a rushing title?
Yeah. How many carries does he have?
He's got 65.
Well, is that enough to qualify?
I don't know what the qualifier is. Right now, I'm not sure. But, like, Philip Lindsay only has 45. Mostert has 51. Chubb has 57. Harris has 49.
Yeah, Philip Lindsay had 6 carries for 83 yards. The game before, 9 for 79. That'll help your average.
Yep. You break a big one, and that helps. Austin Eckler has 49. I mean, he's got a lot. And Aaron Jones, 75, but he hasn't played the last couple of weeks. Yeah, Derrick Henry already has 161 carries.
Yeah. Speaking of the Kyler, the Arizona Cardinals had a couple of dudes test positive, but because of the bye week, they just shut down the facility and at least for a couple of days and deep cleaned the place. So we'll see how they make out as they have the Dolphins coming up. But we'll see. We'll see what happens with them going forward.
All right, taking a break. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5. We saw a couple managers get jobs. Alex Cora is going to be the next manager of the Red Sox. He's going to get his job back there. That's going to happen. So A.J. Hinch is in Detroit. Tony La Russa. There's a lot of stink about Tony La Russa getting that job. That it was cronyism, and they got a decent team. They actually have a pretty good baseball team. It'll be interesting to see. It's not like something like Tony La Russa is some scrub. I mean, he's a World Series winning manager, Hall of Famer, but he's old now. He's old. Dusty Baker, though, proved that he can. He can. Apparently, they played on the same AAA team together, he and Dusty. So that was a while ago now. And Tony La Russa managed him. I have never gotten confirmation on that. Somebody said that. I don't know. It was on Twitter, so it's probably it has to be true. But yeah, I listen. Reinsdorf owned him because he fired him before, and he let Hawk Harrelson fire him. You're going to pay him back 40 years later? 35 years later? You want to pay him back?
Reinsdorf regretted it. Said, I guess he's making it right 30-plus years later for whatever reason. For a team that was pretty good last year.
Let it go. He's forgiven you already. It's okay. Elton Brand got extended this weekend, which was that was a little bit of a shock because Elton Brand is the GM of the 76ers and Daryl Morey is the new team president. And he said, and they said, nah, you know what, Elton, you're going to be around. Elton Brand's a sharp guy. But honestly, why are you paying Daryl all that money if you've got Elton Brand there too?
So the only person who is responsible for how the Sixers are currently constructed who lost his job was Brett Brown. You hired Daryl Morey to oversee all these things because you see that you're not going the way you'd like. So everyone, not only just keep your job, you get extended with the new deal, but the coach, who probably has the least to do with roster construction and just has to make it work, is told to beat it.
Right.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Huh.
All right.
Huh.
And now you want Daryl Morey working with Elton Brand to find a way to reshape your roster.
Whitey taking the elegant, Dell.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Okay, sure. I guess.
Yeah. That's what it is.
I don't know if I don't refer to Brett Brown as Whitey. I just think he's a coach. I don't see race, John.
I see Whitey. Whitey taking the L.
Well, didn't Whitey just get rewarded with a 5-year deal after not running the Rockets into the ground, but you know, putting them in a spot that seems untenable as far as going forward, and just leave your job, go get another one.
Well, and then Elton Brand, you know.
Well,
we got to give Daryl more. We'll give Whitey some. Okay.
I
got to make up for it.
I really don't think that's the way they're operating, but if they are, whatever. I hate the Sixers, so hopefully Daryl Morey screws that up.
I hope that is the way they're operating.
Yeah, I don't particularly care one way or the other, as long as it goes poorly for them.
Yeah.
They're
right. Apparently, Cal McNair was on another radio station this morning, and he said no big names will be traded. What was that? I didn't hear that.
Well, I thought he was on the station. He said this.
Knowledge is power.
He didn't. I'm not sure that he just starts every. Is that his? That's his tagline.
His dad had ox in the ditch. He has this.
Knowledge is power.
Now I think knowledge is power is only a thing on this station. We're the only ones who mind that hostage video he did for sound. Everyone else is like, well, this is awkward. I guess we're not talking about this anymore.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're the only.
And do you hear this anywhere else? Is that? I don't think that's anywhere else, too. I think we're the only ones who love that as much as we do.
Probably. Well, but we like stick a finger in your booty, too. So.
Well, that's true.
An LSU fan came stuck his finger in my booty.
My booty.
We do pull a lot of things other people don't pull.
Yeah, we play a lot of things that people don't play. We didn't have Cal on, but he did say no big names will be traded, but they will be active, but they're trying to win, okay? We ain't about losing here. We're about winning. The owner, the coaches, the players, we're all about winning, okay? So we're going to go out there week in and week out, and we're going to win. Like, we're going to continue winning the way we've been winning this year. No, I don't think he said that. I don't think they're going to do it. I'm hoping they're not going to do it at a 1-for-7 clip.
So who does he think is a big name? That's a JJ thing, right? Who else is actually a guy they would even look to trade? No one. That's a big name. Whitney Mercilus isn't a big name. He's got a big contract, right? That's it.
Well, what about Will Fuller?
Well, yeah, I never suspected they would trade the guy who Bill O'Brien called him this, your number one wide receiver. I never thought that was happening either way.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd ever hear Will Fuller as your number one receiver.
Well,
he won't be on any on any good team.
He's not on a good team. He's a compliment. I mean,
you know what?
It'd be like if the Ravens were calling. Now they definitely need a number one. They were calling like Marquise Brown their number one. Will Fuller's a more accomplished player, but their role in the offense would be to do the same thing: stretch the field, and if you're playing off, throw the comeback or the hitch, whatever it might be. I mean, Will Fuller is a good player when he's on the field, but he's not our number one.
What about, okay, Will Fuller and Whitney Mercilus to the Packers for what?
What are the Packers giving up for Whitney Mercilus? You mean a combo trade at the same time?
They need help everywhere defensively.
What is Whitney Mercilus going to do to help him? Be a body?
Why don't
they're not listening, John.
Don't be poo-pooing this.
John, they're not in town listening.
This could be a great thing.
For who?
For the Texans.
You think the Packers are stupid? That's what you have to hope for, right? You have to hope another team is as dumb as a team here when it comes to trading. That is what you're hoping for.
Right.
Good luck.
No, you could. Why can't other teams be stupid too?
Other teams,
you think we got the only stupid team?
Other teams are stupid, but are they as stupid? Is there proof that they're as stupid? Like, if particularly a team who has aspirations of winning, like maybe you could dupe the Jets into a trade, but why would the Jets trade for anyone? They just traded one of their linebackers away.
No, the Jets aren't in them, but they're sellers.
Exactly.
Not buyers.
So they're a dumb team, but they're a seller.
Well, maybe the Packers are a dumb team. They didn't get any wide receivers this offseason. Now they got to get it now. Now they got to do it now.
But why would they take on Mercilus too?
Because they need defensive help. They need a pass rusher, an excellent pass rusher coming off the edge you give those two guys for a first round pick. How about that?
I feel like your bias is leaking through, John. Your Texans bias.
No. I'm pretty sure those two are worth a first rounder. Maybe
how much
even a first
you
want to
bet
second.
Madden would reject that trade you just
first
offered.
And a second for those two. That's what I'm saying.
Who's worth more, Whitney or Will Fuller?
Yeah, I mean, come on. Let's do something.
I told you. Cal said we're not trading any big names.
Well, I don't think those guys are big names.
Your number one wide receiver is not a big name?
No, he's not a big name. I'm going to put it to you this way. No. Well, he's not a big name.
Well, I guess you might want to talk to this man.
Knowledge is power.
Do you know who is a big name? ZipRecruiter. They're the biggest name in finding jobs for people. It's hard to find qualified candidates. It takes a long time. Way too many applicants right now. But ZipRecruiter makes it easy. You will love what ZipRecruiter will do for you. ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter is so effective, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Within the first day. And right now, try ZipRecruiter for free. You go to ZipRecruiter.com/John5, ZipRecruiter.com/John5, and you are going to get it for free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply for your job. And you can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the right ones. ZipRecruiter does all the work for you. ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. So, Del, what are the where are you as far as the overall pick, first and second round picks this year?
Oh, tankathon.com/NFL will tell you that currently, yeah, because the Vikings won, which helps, and also the Falcons won on Thursday, the Texans are slated for the 4th overall pick in the draft. There's a big game coming up this Sunday against the Jags. The Texans could vault to 3rd with a loss.
Ooh, that would be a quality loss.
Yes, because it would hurt, not only would you lose, but it would hurt your strength of schedule because the Jags stink. So right now, the Texans' fourth pick in the draft.
So it's Jets first.
Giants,
Jags, and Texans?
Yes, with Dallas coming up strong. I need Dallas to find a win someplace.
Dallas, their strength of schedule can't be good.
No, it's four. That's why I said they need to find a win. They're under 500. So Dallas is a threat to knock the Texans out of the top five, possibly.
Oh, they have played a tougher schedule to date than the Texans?
No, they haven't.
Oh, they have two wins.
No, yeah, they have two wins.
Yeah, they have two wins.
But
yeah.
Their schedule is so weak that if the Texans were to beat the Jags over the weekend, on Sunday, then the Dallas with the loss would vault ahead of the Texans because the Dallas schedule stinks. But they have the Steelers coming up, which you can expect a loss. I need Dallas to find a win someplace.
Yeah, Dallas is killing you. Dallas is killing you.
I mean, we have
to, well, if you get a top five pick,
it's fine. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you ain't getting a quarterback anyway.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how Tua plays the rest of the way. But I agree with you. I think it'll be fine going forward. But maybe someone else needs a quarterback. Although I'd like Ja'Marr Chase to be honest with you.
Yeah, but if you could pick up even more picks.
Yeah, and I imagine the Dolphins won't value wide receiver that high, even though Chase is a good one. But Tankathon is going well. I mean, it didn't go great last year because the Steelers finished at 500 and the Texans were a playoff team. But things are picking up.
Who's the North Dakota State quarterback?
Trey Lance.
Yeah, Trey Lance.
And Zach Wilson from BYU.
Zach Wilson coming on strong helps you. Trey Lance coming on strong helps you. Kyle Trask helps you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trask is a little further down, but all of those guys, you know, being guys that people might want to come up and grab, that helps you out a ton.
The only issue is that the only issue is the Jets are the one of the two teams with two first-round picks this year, and they aren't going to need any help getting the top overall. But maybe there's a team who would give you a first, an extra first, and then some picks later in the draft or next year. So we'll see. Texans looking good.
Texans helping out, helping a brother out.
But you got one of the best tackles in football. And we freaked out, by the way. Well, it was a bit. It's now a promo, but we talked about the Ronnie Stanley deal being 5 years, and the Texans once again losing out because the Ronnie Stanley average per year salary is like almost $2.5 million less than what the Texans are paying Laremy Tunsil. Well, the Texans are like, hey, at least our guy plays. Ronnie Stanley out for the year.
After this week,
yeah, got hurt early in the Pittsburgh game. So after a big contract. Ronnie Stanley's going to be out with the earth and ankle injury,
yep.
Which hurts the Ravens even more.
What did we learn? Did you learn? Did we glean anything from this college football weekend?
We know that the Big 12 is in real trouble when it comes to CFP appearance.
Yep.
And it opens up an opportunity for a second SEC school or a group of five school, namely Cincinnati. Also, all of a sudden the Pac-12 only playing, seven games, maybe? May not be such an obstacle to a team like Oregon if they can run the table, because there isn't a strong contender in the Big 12, which you would have expected. So there's a spot. Now, will Cincinnati playing 11 to 12 games be greater than Oregon? Some people would say the AAC is better than the Pac-12, and we'll see how that plays out.
And if you want to know the truth, what is it?
Uigalele, something like that.
He actually wasn't too bad. Actually was pretty good.
I heard a couple of times people talking about his first half performance. I mean, he wasn't bad. I mean, the issue was Travis Etienne fumbled at the goal line, and it got returned for a touchdown. And sure, we look at the scores 20-13, but he wasn't terrible. He missed some wide throws throwing to his left. He was inaccurate that way. But, I mean, it's just a five-star play like a five-star. Raheel made the joke, oh, no, Nick Saban made the hard decision from going to a four-star to a five-star when he benched Jalen Hurts for two in a national title game.
What a difficult situation he was in.
Yeah. Probably a little bit more difficult than Raheel was saying, but Dabo, yeah, just play my five-star freshman who's better than anybody on the other side anyway. Let's see how it goes. and he was just fine.
And to your Big 12 point, Oklahoma State's the only team in the Big 12 with one loss.
Yeah, it's going to be rough for that conference to. Oklahoma State could run the table. They would have to beat Oklahoma, but that would give Oklahoma a third loss, and people wouldn't value that loss. I mean, that win very much. I mean, it was Texas, for as great as that win was for Texas. You know, who was it? Bob Bowlesby had been like, damn it. Sure, one of your premier programs getting a big win, but it kind of scuttles the whole let's put a Big 12 team in the college football playoff discussion.
When are we going to stop with Michigan as a good program?
When they stop being Michigan and that helmet changes? They're a public team. There are a lot of Michigan fans who didn't even go to Michigan, just they're one of those teams. And people love to see Michigan good. It's the same thing with Notre Dame. Notre Dame's been better over the last decade, primarily. But people love to hop on Michigan. But we know, I mean, you know the deal.
How about Michigan State loses to Rutgers and then beats them at Michigan?
It was, watching that game, it was amazing. People talk about, people are pointing to some of the plays made by Michigan State's wide receivers, but that's not even taking into account all the pass interference calls they drew that either extended drives or led to scoring opportunities. I mean, Michigan corners got beat enough, but then the times when they didn't give up passes, they're getting called for holding or pass interference.
Well, and there was a catch by one of the Spartan receivers that was just, I mean, and it was a critical catch for a first down late in the game, and they didn't even review it.
No. Look, Don Brown, the Michigan DC, loves to play man. That is his motto.
It's so stupid.
We point to it every time Ohio State runs crosses and meshes and runs away from them. He loves man. And I imagine he didn't think Michigan State had the guys to make him pay for that. But I made the joke a couple years ago, maybe a year ago, about how Oklahoma's corners look malnourished. Well, Michigan has those corners looking that way, too. I don't know if they're young. I don't know what year they're in, because they've had to replace some guys. But stop playing so much man. Force Rocky Lombardi, who is a Michigan State quarterback, to dissect you as opposed to just giving them go routes. And then your guys are grabbing and holding and getting called.
You can't run with them, dude. You just can't run with them.
It's been a thing for years for Michigan. They get away with it normally because generally, despite some of their lack of speed, they can play against Michigan State normally. But Michigan State has faster receivers than normal, and they made them pay. And look, if you beat Penn State, which is possible, that game's in Ann Arbor, and Penn State doesn't play particularly well there. Fans won't be an issue this year. You can get yourself back on track, and maybe you go into that Ohio State game with one loss. Because Wisconsin may be playing without Graham Mertz. We'll see how that works out for him. But it's still the same old Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Jimbo has got at South Carolina, they're not very good.
No.
At Tennessee, they're not very good. Mississippi, and then LSU at home. Mississippi and LSU at home, and then at Auburn.
And LSU's not very good. We saw LSU's that on Saturday.
Oh, well, it depends on the week for reason.
That's true. But
they can be very good, or they can look like crap.
Yeah, letting Bo Nix do what he did to them.
Oh my goodness,
is rough.
Bo Pelini, wow.
He can't make it. He can't make it. Right? He's no way. He's coming back.
Somebody said that Coach O could be Gene Chizik, and I said, nah, dude. The people, the coaches that they lost, the players that they lost. I mean, you cannot put this on Coach O. You just can't.
You can't. You can question the hire of Bo Pelini. I think that is something he can correct immediately. He was a guy who Coach O went and grabbed because he gave a little shade to Dave Aranda, because Coach O's primarily a four down guy in terms of his front, and Aranda's a three down guy with the outside linebacker playing rush in at times. Coach O was like, "We're gonna be better." LSU four down. You hired the wrong guy for that, though.
They're pitiful.
It's a rough
pitiful.
Yeah, it's a rough year. But if he corrects that and is not stubborn with that and hires a different guy, they'll be fine. They'll be fine.
All right, it's 10:41 ESPN 97.5. We're going to take a break, and we'll have News of the Word coming your way next right here. Don't you go anywhere. I don't know. I've heard two commercials this morning. Chuck Watson was talking about HRNP. I heard Chad Clay talking about HRNP. You hear those guys on our station. Those are businessmen here in the Houston area, and those guys are big HRNP supporters. They love Mike Holley, but they love more what Mike Holley does for their businesses. You know, Chad uses HRNP. He's got CEP sorbents, and he uses HRNP. And it just can't be better. It can't be more perfect. They can't do things better than they do. Taking care of your taxes, taking care of all of your COVID-19, all the issues that you've had with this. HR, if you've got an HR problem, you call them and they take care of that. And they tell you, well, this is what you can do. This is what you can't do. And all of these things add up. And you need it to be is perfect. You need that payroll company that's going to be perfect with your taxes, with your Affordable Care Act, with all of the stuff that goes on, with all of the issues with the coronavirus and everything to do with that. And that's what HRNP is. For us, we love them. You will love them too. Not only are those people big promoters of them, we are too. We use them here. If you're looking for a payroll company, let's go. HRP.net, 281-880-6525.
Well, hello!
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I'm in love with the coco. I'm in love with the coco.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Apparently, Westport has agreed to issue smaller size combat uniforms to new female cadets. Do you think that they should have actual uniforms that fit them, Del?
I think it would help the cause. Functionality is a big deal, I believe, when you're in this, in the military. I think things that help you do that job better would help the cause.
I think so too.
Yeah.
They should be, I know they're women, but I think their uniform should fit anyway. Yeah,
considering women are remarkable and just like any service member would be in doing that job, maybe giving them the proper equipment would help.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just spitballing. Hopefully that gets done. I didn't know that was an issue.
Right. I don't know. Maybe they should have, uniforms that fit them, although it may... if they're tight-fitting.
Oh, see, I thought we would just avoid it and just say, hey, thank you for your service, and thank you for getting them better-fitting equipment.
If they're tight-fitting, then the guys will get a little aroused. Mm. Like, for example, I don't know if you heard, but if you climb Mount Everest, you will be ready for happy time.
How so?
Apparently, it gives people erections.
Huh. Is it? I don't know how the science works there.
So I think the light air. Is it the light air flow? Or something?
Does it help with blood flow to certain areas? The light air?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't.
Look, I've seen those docs and also the movies of people climbing Everest. It doesn't look like a time for that type of action. Are you about? They're all blistered and cold and worried about losing fingers and other things. I don't know if you want to expose that particular appendage to the air.
Well, I think you keep it where it is. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you keep it inside.
Look, take your chance, buddy. Up on the peak of Everest because you feel like something's moving down there. Maybe keep it where it's supposed to be for your own sake.
An Indian doctor was duped into buying Aladdin's lamp for $93,000. Do you think that you're smart enough to be a doctor if you buy Aladdin's lamp for $93,000?
Did Did he expect a song, You Never Had a Friend Like Me, to be accompany the
A Whole New World?
A whole new, maybe. What did he expect? A blue mystical creature to help him? A flying carpet? Yes, I think you should be brighter. But then, again, you see doctors who decide to take advantage of patients when they're under. I don't know if being smart has anything to do with – I don't know if common sense has anything to do with being a doctor sometimes.
Yeah,
let's ruin my career. Let's potentially ruin all the work I've put in to be a doctor by, you know, while a patient is under doing stuff to them.
Well, apparently he approached police in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh after he realized the lamp did not have any magical powers, as described in the popular folktale about Aladdin.
I got to credit the guy who sold it to him.
Yeah.
That he was able to sell it and also convince this doctor that, if you rub it a couple of times, you get your wishes. And a flying and a flying carpet and maybe a highly intelligent monkey named Apu.
And none of this?
None of this happened?
None of this for $93,000?
He didn't get an unbelievably beautiful princess, too, who doesn't care about marrying royalty? He didn't get any of that?
None of it?
Look, well, to be fair to him, he also didn't get Jafar. So you take the good with the bad.
That is the good with the bad. Several intruders broke into a sauna at the home of a Russian meat tycoon known as the Sausage King outside Moscow early on Monday and killed him with a crossbow. Russian authorities are saying it was accidental.
Did the Sausage
Cause of death was by natural causes.
Did the Sausage King have anything negative to say about Putin? You know, because I feel like now they've taken it up a notch. If they rule a crossbow death an accident, look,
made that part up.
Oh, okay. I'll buy the whole let's toss a guy out of a window or a woman out of a window and call it an accident. But the crossbow thing, you know, getting done like Tyrion did his dad. Feels like it's on purpose.
I didn't know that people were still using those to kill people.
In Russia, they are.
I thought it was done when Middle Earth.
Well, Russia, they'll kill you with the bear. They'll kill you, throwing you out of a window. Kill you with the crossbow.
Yeah, apparently they are. Apparently now McDonald's is asking people to eat at Burger King during the pandemic.
To prove a point, how bad Burger King is?
In a shock move, Burger King is now... Oh, no. Excuse me. It's the other way around. Burger King is now asking people to go eat at McDonald's, and its reason for doing so is truly heartwarming. We never thought we would ask you to do this, just as we never imagined we would ask you to order from KFC, Domino's, Five Guys, Papa John's, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, in short, from any of our sister food chains. We never thought we'd be asking you to do this, but restaurants employing thousands of staff really need your support at the moment. So if you want to help, keep treating yourself to tasty meals through home delivery, takeaway, or drive-through. Getting a Whopper is always best, but ordering a Big Mac is also not such a bad thing. Wow.
That is...
You know what? That's heartwarming.
That is surprising. And in a world where it's get mine,
mm-hmm.
to say, hey, guys, if you like McDonald's and you're feeling a Big Mac, go grab one. People need the help. That's nice for Burger King, but I'm more interested in what Wendy's has to say because they're the most squirrely of all the Twitter accounts.
They are the best Twitter.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Wendy's like, man, F those other places. Come here. We got a shake. We got a Frosty to sell you.
So apparently they're using AI cameras at games now, right? And so the Inventors Club has announced its decision to refrain using human camera operators, instead rely on automated cameras, an automatic camera system. Well, unfortunately... The camera only followed the referee because he has a bald head. So the camera thought that the ref's head was the ball.
You think they may need to tweak the schematics of that thing?
Yeah. The ref does. It is pretty white. And I could understand where the camera, you know, an automated camera would think, hey, that's the ball right there.
Should the ref have put on a toupee or a hat?
See, that's the problem. Hey, Baldy, or go see Doc Linville.
Well, right? That's another reason to make sure you have hair. Don't ruin the camera operation.
Yeah, yeah. So that is you know, that I think we're going to find some problems with AI cameras. I'm pretty sure we already have them.
Yeah, because eventually those cameras will turn into not just monitoring bald-headed refs. They'll be monitoring everyone like they aren't already. And then Skynet will come online and the end of the world.
Well, there was a good AI piece there. A lawn owner robot's electronic cries for help foiled a thief's plan to make off with the grass-cutting automation. The homeowner was actually called by the robot, and the thief, and caught in the act, the thief dropped the robot and fled. The robot was able to report that it was being abducted. How about that robot?
I like it. It's better than those robot dogs who look very, yeah, very terrifying. You know,
elite.
What? We should employ those robots for kids on Halloween, because did you see that tweet we got from the Ring doorbell cam where this kid, you know, because you were talking about putting candy on a table so you don't have to have the face-to-face contact. Some kid just grabbed the entire bowl, poured it into his bag, maybe even a backpack, and to add insult to injury, gave the finger to the Ring camera.
Flipped yeah, off the Ring, the camera.
He goes, I know you see me and I don't care.
Yeah. Now, that kid's got some nuts.
That kid would have been in the animals.
Yeah, he always definitely an animal. I'm not sure this is the best move. We talk about, we got a buddy that had a business and they had Biden signs all over it. Expensify CEO David Barrett emailed the company's 10 million customers on Thursday telling them to vote for Biden.
Ooh. Now, I get you being passionate about something. And look, he's no different than a celebrity or someone who's a surrogate for a particular candidate. But you got a business to run, buddy. I mean, be careful. Look,
yeah,
just watch it.
That's
unless you know your base, and you know that most of the, I don't know how he would know this, unless you know that they're mostly Democrats and or at least
you
just voting for
that.
Biden. You don't know unless you were stealing their information to begin with. That's a rough one. I mean,
no,
that's brave. And I'm just saying, it doesn't seem like a great business.
I think Mr. Gao is going to do that. He's going to send it out, vote for Kanye.
Seems unlikely.
He's pretty sure he's a
Kanye. What I have haven't noticed? Mr. Gao running the Twitter or on his radio show and telling
people
to vote
for. No, but I'm
pretty
sure he might do that.
Is Kanye even on the ballot in Texas?
No, but I'm going to write him in.
Whatever.
I'm writing him in.
Sure you will.
I am.
I said
that's
sure.
That's my guy right there.
What's
the three of them? He's the best candidate.
That's
all I'm saying. I'm just saying.
I'm going to disagree only because I don't even know what Kanye's platform is. What's
how
platform?
Fun would the next 4 years be though?
Why would you think they're fun?
Because listening to Kanye's press conferences be awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I would just say vote for who you think is best.
I think that's the best way to go. We're done. The press box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. I vote for Champion Energy. I vote for them every single day with my electricity, and you will vote for them too. All you got to do is go to champion.energy/1560, champion.energy/1560, and start saving right now. If you are, and I know it's winter, so you're not worried about, my bills aren't that. Your bills will be less anyway. So it doesn't matter what time of year. If you're looking to save money every single month, champion.energy/1560. We're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.